What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So you guys see the title of this episode, so why am I saying it? Now, Bronny James obviously has the lowest plus-minus of any player in the league so far, and his stats are outright atrocious, but that's not why. If you know what you're watching, then it's obvious that this kid just sucks, no disrespect. But he's straight trash. He wasn't that good in high school, and at the collegiate level, he was a marginal player. Even if he didn't have the cardiac arrest, which I'm glad that he recovered from, he would still be a marginal, insignificant player on that roster. So he had no business getting drafted, let alone getting a guaranteed contract by the Lakers. Now, recently a report came out where an NBA scout said that Bronny was set up for failure. Now, that is the perfect description for what is happening here. There are so many gaps in his game that it's ridiculous. Now, despite the narratives of him being a 3-and-D player, he can't even shoot. And he's a below-average defender. He can't get to the paint. And I don't know what it is, but he just looks really tiny out there. Now, he looks like Bow Wow and like Mike going up against these athletes. Now, do you guys remember that scene in Like Mike? I think it was the final game scene where he was going up against Vince Carter and the Raptors. And that's what it's like watching him out there. He can't pass. He doesn't have any fundamental skills or any feel for the game. And most importantly, he shows no effort and he doesn't even play hard. He just looks lethargic and nonchalant out there. It's like he's getting paid to just do cardio and do nothing on the court. Now look, I don't mean to pile on the kid here, but the truth must be said. He's just awful. And LeBron and his minions over at Clutch Sports are doing a great disservice to the kid and to the game of basketball. And make no mistake, the media is also in on this as well. But LeBron is so narcissistic and self-absorbed that he cares more about having a moment of playing with his son and becoming the first father-son duo in the league, that he is prioritizing that over his own son's development as a player. And it's really embarrassing. But in typical Wire to Wire podcast fashion, here are three takeaways that we can gather from the situation. So the first is that it completely shows that a meritocracy does not exist. As much as we like to believe that we live in a world that prioritizes merit over everything else, we can all see that's not the case. And this is a glaring, in-your-face example of that. Now, there are kids that are light years better than Bronny, including Quincy Oliveri, who was also on the Lakers. Now, so far in preseason, he's shown up and showed out. But unfortunately, he more than likely won't make the roster, and he'll probably become a journeyman, all because his father isn't LeBron. Now, we see things like this happen in the workplace or in other professional environments. Someone who is not as skilled or competent or even have the experience will get opportunities or roles because of who they know or who they have a relationship with, or even sometimes who they're related to. And this is no different. Now, another takeaway is that the NBA has a serious problem on their hands, whether they want to recognize it or not. Now, this hurts the credibility of the league in many ways. Now, we remember growing up, all we ever heard was making it to the NBA was a 1 in a million shot, or that it had the 400 best players in the world playing in the league. And this is something that can be brought into question now. Because if a scrub like Bronny can be on the team, and LeBron can manipulate the draft process and the entire league to this extent, then just really, how prestigious is this league? Now, this is something that will definitely hurt their credibility and reputation amongst fans and supporters. Now, I believe that the NBA is having an identity crisis, and I see a storm coming for them. Now, salaries are going up while the viewership is declining. And they're also making an almost 40-year-old the face of their league, who is doing them more harm than good. And the NBA doesn't have a clear sense of direction on where to go from here.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Giveback Benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
They want to use the same old marketing tactics of making individual players the face of the league, but they're having a hard time finding the successor to LeBron. Now, here's the thing. Having an individual or individuals be the face of the league, it worked well in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and maybe even in the 2010s. But now something has to change. When you hang your head on individuals, what happens is those players eventually leave the NBA, right? They're going to get old and they're going to retire, and then the league will have to find a replacement. However, I personally believe that ever since Kobe Bryant retired, he has left a gap in the game that they've never really been able to fill. But when you look at a league like, say, the NFL, they don't really have this problem per se, because they more so promote teams. So the teams will remain while the players will come and go, but it doesn't really have an effect on the NFL's popularity among their fan base. And that's why I believe the NFL can continue to maintain steady viewership. Now, the NBA wants to expand to be a global game like soccer, but the interest doesn't seem to be fully translating to get it to that point. And having a guy like LeBron being the face of the league, like I said earlier, it does more harm than good. Now, guys like MJ, Kobe, right, just to name a few, they are revered internationally because people can identify with them and their approach to the game. No one really identifies with LeBron. The guy just comes off as phony and insufferable. Now, guys like Anthony Edwards, Giannis, Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Now, those are authentic, genuine guys that I believe are more than capable of becoming the face of the league. But the NBA, for whatever reason, would rather prioritize this old man over the young talent that they have, which is crazy to me. And right now they have that Netflix show, which I really have no interest in watching because LeBron is in it. Now, if LeBron wasn't on the show, I'd probably watch it without hesitation. But with him, everything about him is just contrived, forced, and fake. Just like this narrative of playing with his son. But I don't want to digress too much here. The bottom line is Bronny being in the NBA isn't good for his professional development, and it isn't good for the game, and it really isn't good for the league or the league's image. Now, I'm not wishing bad on the kid when I say this, but I just don't see Bronny having a long, fruitful career. Once his dad retires, I see him bouncing around different teams before being out of the league altogether. And it's going to be the fault of those around him and the media, since they're the ones that put him in this precarious position of prioritizing his dad's ego, pushing storylines and narratives over doing what's best for him as a kid. Now, he should have stayed in college and tried to become the best player that he could be. But because they want to rush the journey and skip steps, I just don't see it working out for him at this point. But you can look at the numbers, or you can even use your eye test. It's very obvious that this kid can't play. And to me, he's clearly the worst player in the league, and it's not even close. But that's all I got for you guys for this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and you can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can also check out my books. Everything will be in the description. And I have a lot more variety of content coming from sports, lifestyle, business, and entertainment, especially for all of the audio listeners on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and all of the other audio platforms that you use. So just be sure to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned. Until next time.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.